and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And as we begin this week, a look at the news. Sheep rustling is hitting the headlines further south with a massive increase in claims for stolen sheep reported by insurers NFU Mutual. The total cost across the UK was £6 million for 2011, and in some areas there's been a 35% increase year on year. In the north, we seem to be getting away relatively lightly, but NFU Scotland warns farmers to be vigilant with the value of lamb higher than ever at the moment. And to combat all sorts of farm thefts, Northern Constabulary urge farmers to join the Farm Watch scheme now operating across some of our patch. Here's Branch NFU Secretary Murray White spelling out the extent of the problem.
It's a huge problem UK-wide. Theft cost the agricultural, UK agricultural industry some £50 million last year. And although we're still relatively fortunate in the Highlands in a way, do benefit from a low crime culture, it's something we're keen to keep it that way. Organised crime exists, and that's always going to be, unfortunately, but if we can try and make it that little bit more difficult for them, then that can only help. There's a lot of money involved. Stock equipment now, very expensive, and of course, you know, it's not just the actual loss of the money, the monetary value, it's the disruption to trading as well.
And if you want to join in the Farm Watch scheme, just contact your local NFU secretary or Northern Constabulary. Very simple in operation, it's just like a neighbourhood watch scheme, only on a bigger scale. Also in the news, today sees the start of Perth at Stirling bull sales. But one of the potential Angus stars has already been sold before he's even set foot in the ring. The bull, Haymount Wave Star, has gone to the Lucas family at Dunn's. But far from being down in the mouth, the auctioneers think it signals the start of buoyant sales this year, with a very strong trade for beef and a shortage of quality stock being the main reasons. Today, it's Angus and Shorthorn females on offer, and tomorrow, the turn of the boys in those categories, with Limmies and Solaires out on Wednesday. And finally, there's notice of that postponed meeting for ladies who are connected with the land and who want to gain business skills, whether that's to start or develop on their own, or better understand their farming or crofting business. Tonight, it's Alna at the HBS Ring offices, 7 p.m. start time. All ladies are welcome, and tonight, it's for free. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.